The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side and the Week in Comics. And this is the last Week in Comics under this format. We'll be back next week with issue number 101. But this week, there's a lot to get to this week. Bunch of new books. I read a book from an old friend, and an older book, I should say, a recommendation I saw on Twitter. We have Obi-Wan show news, Young Justice news, Ant-Man. We get into a little bit of episode 4 of The Boys, a whole bunch of stuff, plus all the comic books that are coming up, FOC and all that. We've got so much in store, so hey, let's get into the store. See what I did there? Hey, John, how are we doing this week?
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, excellent. Look at the enthusiasm out of you today.
I know.
What got into you? Would you have a Diet Coke or something? A little caffeine?
I mean, I have many Diet Cokes, but I don't know. Just feeling fresh.
Feeling fresh. There you go. You have your Diet Coke. Look at you go.
I do, yeah.
All right. This podcast brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Coke, call me.
Right. if only. Yeah. Oh, so, hey, let's start off the show on a low note, and we'll build up from there. So, we dropped our news on Monday that we were going to be dropping just our Mondays. And, of course, you and I recorded that last Wednesday. Comes out on Monday, and we get the tweet on Monday from Freddie, our buddy Freddie at Comics Fred on Twitter, says, I want to thank all of those who listened to the Indie Alley, at Indie Alley over the years. I really appreciate you all making our podcast part of your day. Unfortunately, the podcast release Sunday was our last. Take care, everyone. And I was like, oof. I'm like, that stinks. Sudden, but
I say, yeah, that's sudden.
Yeah, so RIP Indie Alley. We're down one at the Nerdy Legion. That's too bad. I like those guys.
Well, it's
still
like a
like
Hydra.
Those guys,
when,
I should
when
say.
One head gets cut off, two more pop up. So
yeah, is the Nerdy Legion going that way? One half of our head
we'll
got cut off, and another whole head got cut off. So that's not good.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what pops up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. Andrew, Fred, and Joey Donuts. Joey Bag of Donuts, his son.
Yeah.
They actually, I don't know if you heard their Sunday podcast, but Joey, Freddie's son, did a great job in the interview. It was a wrestler. I'm not really into wrestling, but I listened to the whole thing, and Joey was fantastic. I'm like, we've been talking about like having people on and interviewing them, and I'm like, I'm not very good at interviewing. I don't know how to interview.
Right.
And Joey has no problem, so maybe we'll have Joey on if we want to have if we want to interview somebody.
He could be our guest interviewer,
right?
But can you be on our show? And then, by the way, can you do all the prep and do all the work?
And interview somebody.
Interview somebody. And no, we're not paying you at all,
right?
So, unless I get a call from Coca-Cola this week.
Yeah, and in that case, we'll give you a Diet Coke.
That's right. I'll give you a can.
There you go.
So. I'll mail it to you.
Oh, all right.
Actually, I'll do a store pickup at Walmart, and you can just go, and they'll put it in your trunk for you.
There you go. Look at that. In-trunk delivery.
That's right.
So, all right. That was that. That's too bad about Indie Alley, but both those guys are still on Twitter. We can talk to them. Both great guys. Good luck to them. Maybe they'll pop back in. Who knows? You never know how things go, right?
You never know.
Look at us. We've been away and nobody even knew it.
Exactly. We could be here or not, and it's really the same.
We've had our moments.
Yeah.
So, all right. Exciting news. Just found out today, didn't even know we were, like, looking to do this, but we're on Amazon Music now, John.
Yeah, that was news to me, too.
That's pretty cool.
Huzzah.
What's that? I don't even know what that means.
Oh, Oh, it's Russian.
Oh.
It's a cheer.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're getting all bilingual on me here.
Yeah.
What the heck was that? But yeah, we're on Amazon Music. I looked it up. All you got to do is go there and Google Brightside Chat. We're the first one that pops up.
Right. Awesome.
Number one. We're the number.
If you Google the Brightside _ chat, yeah, just like that,
yeah,
we're the first one that pops up.
Yep. You don't even have to do the underscore on Amazon Music. We just pop up. No. Brightside Chat. Yes. And if you happen to accidentally type Brightside Home Theater, that podcast pops up too.
Nice.
Look at that. Hey, we were talking about this a little bit beforehand, more about video games, but hey, we had a big slip up last week. I don't consider it a slip up on our part because we're not really the video game type, but Cyberpunk 2077 is a video game.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
I swear I heard it on Garmin on Thursday morning, or I heard it somewhere, somebody talking about it. Maybe it was another podcast.
Oh, I don't think it was Garmin because I didn't hear it.
Okay. So by the time I got home from work on Thursday, I remembered that it was a video game. Somewhere I got reminded. And then Joe had listened to our podcast last Thursday, and he was cracking up because we're talking about Speculator, and you're like, you're saying, oh, like, this is one I would like to see optioned, and in Speculator, right, you're like, I don't get why it's all, like, blowing up like this. And well, Joe's it's a video game.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, at least I know where the audience came from.
Well, not only that, it's the video game that was released, and it's got Keanu Reeves in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's nice. A pretty big video game. I think it's due out in November, I think, second week of November.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Like I said, because obviously it had a built-in audience already. I just didn't know where it came from.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's I exactly. But when Joe told me that about Keanu Reeves, like everything started clicking, and I remember seeing or hearing about the actual release and that he came out on stage and surprised everybody. And that was like a few months ago or a while ago, but it is supposed to be a big deal. The game itself. I saw it. Joe showed me the trailer for it. The trailer is very reminiscent of the comic, in the art style anyways. But the comic is Trauma Team, which obviously, you know, it's Cyberpunk Trauma Team. The game is just Cyberpunk 2077. So it seems like the book is like an offshoot. It's like basically takes place in the same city, but this is like the book's about the Trauma Team. The game's probably something completely different.
Yeah. Well, I stand by my statement. I would still like to see it optioned.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, for TV. Like, you know, just because it came from the video game source material doesn't mean it can't be a good
show, movie, anything. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've made shows out of...
just ask Super Mario Brothers.
Well, I was going to say Assassin's Creed, but okay.
Yeah.
Well. Or Resident Evil.
Or... Yeah, well, I was trying to pick something that was famously bad. not good.
Well, yeah.
Resident Evil were actually pretty decent movies.
Yeah, they were. I wasn't big into the games, but...
I mean, I wasn't either. I played... I dabble in video games. Like, I'm not a big video gamer.
Till you throw the controller across the room?
Well, when it comes to those type of games, like I said, I play a lot of Magic the Gathering and stuff. Like, I play those type of games, which take up all my time. And that's why I don't have time to do anything else.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I play until I throw the controller across the room. And I've got, like, 7 or 8 games that are in some stage of completion that I'm stuck and I can't progress any further, so I just don't play them anymore.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah, I haven't picked up, I haven't played a game in a while. I have more fun watching people play games like Dr. Joe on Twitch or Joe, my son, just walk into the room and sit down.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right, because it's like watching a football game with teams that you don't care about. You don't get invested. Like, if I'm playing, I'm way too irritable. But if I'm just watching somebody else play, then...
Oh, my God. You know? Yeah. I don't know if you've ever watched Dr. Joe, but it cracks me up. Because he gets... Yeah. You want to talk about somebody that gets invested. He gets so frustrated in the...
Oh, well, yeah.
The words that come out, the descriptions, it's like... It's very, very colorful. and humorous, because some of the combinations he comes up with, it's like fantastic. It's like, yeah. I can't repeat them here because it would sound a lot like the Boys trailer.
A lot of bleeping.
Yeah. And did you like that Boys trailer that I did? The bleeping?
I said there wasn't much to it after all the edits were, you know.
Yeah, more Captain America, less Boys.
Yeah. It's a lot more Chris Evans than it was. Although Chris Evans needs to be bleeped this week, too.
What did he do?
You know, that's not the type of news we'll talk about on this show, but.
Oh, no.
You didn't hear. Oh, my God.
No.
They talked all about it on Garmin yesterday, too.
Not yesterday. Yesterday wasn't live. Yesterday was recorded.
Today.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
All about his junk showing up on Instagram?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he put a picture of... Yeah,
on
he put
purpose?
A picture of his... well, not specifically on purpose, but he released it.
Really?
So
he got hacked.
No, I don't think so.
What? Captain America?
Yeah, it was trending all over Twitter the other day. So.
This is the first I'm hearing of it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Not amazing that he did. Amazing that it's the first time hearing of it.
It's like DJ's furiously Google searching right now.
No. Captain. They've Google search taken it Captain down. America's junk.
Yeah.
All right, I see an old shield. I see nothing.
Yeah.
A banged up motorcycle. All right. You want to get into some of this?
Yeah. So, as we speculated last week, no surprise to anybody, Wonder Woman 84 got pushed once again. Is now set to release on Christmas Day.
Right.
I feel like at this point, we're safe. Right, like that's far enough out that we should be okay to see this movie on Christmas Day, but who knows?
See, you know? I'm kind of mixed on it, and when you had mentioned,
I'm not happy about it. I'm just saying. By then,
I'm mixed that it's even going to happen because. All right, like when you said it last week, I was obviously like I said in the pod, I wasn't kidding. I pretty much just came out of the woods. And I hadn't heard any of that speculation. And then, of course, it got moved, I think, the next day, right? Yeah. We had talked Wednesday night. I think it's Thursday it got moved. And they had said the early report I had seen was December. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, that's – but even Christmas Day, though, do you really think – like if the – unless the virus falls off a cliff and goes away – do you really think people around the holidays are going to be like, yeah, let's go to the movies?
Well, Christmas Day is a huge movie day.
But during this, though?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what we're like in 3 months.
That's what I mean. I
mean, we're still going to be in COVID. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Like, there's no way we're going to be done in 3 months. But hopefully we'll be at a point where, you know, I don't know.
But you know what I mean? Like
that,
the fear
we said
that
when it got pushed to August.
Right.
You know, back in April when we were shut down and this thing got pushed to August, we were like, oh, well, that's far enough away that we shouldn't have any issues. Now we're in September and, you know, it's still being pushed. So it's hard to speculate what it's going to be like 3 months from now. But I don't know.
Yeah, I just think the fear is so great, and it's a pretty decent segue right here. So Nick Wetmore, at Nick Wetmore on Twitter, he wrote another fab Bright Side chat. Thanks, John and DJ. Love the four-wheeling adventure stories and a chat about New Mutants. You boys keep it up. So Nick also is on the Nerdy Legion, and he hosts the Nerdy Legion with Martin, and I was listening to their podcast. Like it was a few days after this, or maybe it was a couple of days after this, but he was talking about New Mutants, and their conversation was, I don't want to go to the movies. And Nick was saying, like, he's like, for anybody that wants to go, all the power to them. And he mentioned you and I going, and he's like, I'm jealous of those guys. I wish I could go, but he just can't. He just, right. the fear or the, you know, it's, he just doesn't feel right to him. And that segment of the population, and I get that. If people have that, just like he gets, like how we feel, like, screw it, I'm going. But
yeah,
but that segment of the population, do you think it's going to have dissipated by Christmas? I think it's going to be amplified at the holidays because people are going to be petrified to even catch anything and then bring it to a family gathering. You know what I mean?
Could be. I mean, I don't know. But at a certain point, it's got to get out, right? Like, they can only sit on it for so long.
Right. Well, this one especially, you know, Wonder Woman was supposed to be out over a year ago.
Yeah, this movie is at this point, I don't know what's worse, this or New Mutants.
Exactly. I was like, just going to say that.
What have we been waiting for longer, you know?
Right.
This one's also been done for like 2 years.
Right.
It seems like, you know. So, you know, they can only sit on these things for so long. But, you know, look at, they have Tenet right now that's not making any money. So I don't know, but it's better than nothing, you know? Like, at this point, what do you – you got to get something back, right? Like, they could sit on Tenet for another year, and then maybe it gets in the theaters and does, you know, $700 million or whatever they wanted to do. But you've waited another whole year. Like, it's the same thing with this Wonder Woman. Yeah, there's no way it's going to come out at Christmas and do – $700 million. But something's better than nothing. Like,
right.
At some point, you got to get something back. And then you push it out to HBO Max or you push it out to VOD and you start getting some of your money back. Like, I don't know if they can afford to wait any longer. You know, it's almost like they're, you know, they're damned if they do and damned if they don't, you know? But you can't hold on to it forever hoping for that $700 million release because, you know, it might be another year before we get there.
Before we get to normalcy.
Before we get there. Right.
Normal box office numbers.
Right. And, like, can they afford to wait 2 years on something that they've already sat on for 2 years, that they've sunk all this money into? You know, they've sunk $200 million into this movie already or more. Hell, they sunk $200 million into advertising a movie that they have to keep pushing.
Right.
So, like, you know, I don't know at what point they just have to say, screw it, and just put it out. You know, I mean, they did it with Tenet, and, you know, obviously it hasn't done what they wanted it to do, but at least they're making something back, you know. And then they can go to VOD. You know, you can't go to VOD without going to the theater, so you got to do one before the other. Well, or I guess in theory you don't have to, but if you're trying to maximize your money, you know, you want to get some theater
right.
money first. And then you go out and do VOD, and then you go out and do Blu-ray, and then you do HBO Max. And maybe you make back $200 million, and at least you broke even. You know, you just got to get it back at some point. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's what did it make so far? Worldwide, Tenet still only made $207 million.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean,
its
again,
budget
but only,
was 205.
Like, that's 200.
It made its money back.
Right. So that's the thing. It's made its money. Yes, they didn't make the $500 million extra that they wanted to make out of it. But now you throw it on VOD and you make another, you know, $100 million. And then, you know, then you push it out to HBO Max.
Right.
And hopefully you get a bunch of subscribers there. And, you know, you've made some money.
It's only made $29.5 million in the U.S. That's its gross U.S.
So it's doing everything
overseas,
foreign. Yeah, overseas.
Yeah. That's
right. Well, but the silver lining there is that
there's money to be made.
There's money to be made on VOD because if they've only done $30 million U.S., then there's a lot of people still waiting to see it that will plunk down $20 as long as they don't make it $30 and make it exclusive to HBO Max. You know, they
right.
have to get it out there where everybody can see it.
Right.
I don't know what Disney's done with Mulan, but I really think
they're not reporting on it, right?
Right.
They won't tell us.
But I really think they stumble. And maybe, and you know how we'll know if they stumbled? Because whatever they do the next time.
If there is a next time, and that's your point.
Well, but, it might be Black Widow or whatever. But I mean, if they do it again next time, then obviously they were successful. If they have a completely different strategy with Black Widow, that means what they did didn't work, and they're trying something else.
Right.
And that's the only way we're going to know. But, yeah, so, I don't know, all that going back to Christmas Day, who knows? I mean, if it comes out on Christmas Day, I'll go.
Really?
You know.
I don't know if I'd go Christmas Day, because we do stuff on Christmas Day, so.
Well, we do too, but usually in the late afternoon when everybody's gone home, and we've gone to the movies on Christmas Day before.
Yeah.
Lydia and I. You know, once everybody's done for the day and, you know, everybody's left and we've cleaned up and we're sitting around in the afternoon, we've gone a couple of times. Not, you know, I mean, we've been together 20 years, so I'm not going to say we do it every year, but.
Right.
You know, two or three times we've done it. And for something as big as Wonder Woman, you know, we might. If not, we'll absolutely be there the day after.
Right.
You know.
To see. Yeah, oh, yeah, so. Same here. That's what I was thinking. I'd probably go the next day. Probably the next morning. I would go first thing in the morning because that would just
we usually
that'd
take
be a great Christmas day after day after Christmas to see while everybody else is off exchanging
while
gifts.
They're off shopping,
But, yeah. I don't know. I was really disappointed. I mean, I was shocked when you mentioned it last week because I was really excited for that. I thought for sure, you know, with us saying we're not doing Mondays anymore, I thought for sure WW84 was going to be it. The next Monday show would be in like 2 weeks, and then that got pushed. I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. So, oh, well.
Well, it might be. It's just going to be in December.
No. Actually, speaking of that, what might not be our next show, but we were talking about before the show. Do you want to put it out to the listeners? What we should do? Subjects?
Yeah, if you want.
So, John and I came up. Our anniversary is coming up. We're coming up on 200 episodes, too. I think they might actually coincide now that we're going to once a week. So, we're coming up on 200 episodes. We're coming up on our 2-year anniversary. And we decided, kind of, we decided, hey, our annual, that'll be our annual, we're going to do, you know, lock the kids away, we're going to do the much requested Bright Side After Dark, or Bright Side Dark Side, whatever you want to call it.
Bright Side Dark Side, yeah.
And John's like, well.
Dark Side of My Moon.
There you we're not bringing your moon into this. So save that stuff for the episode. So
it is the nudie show.
Like
after
John
all,
said,
so.
We were like, what could we talk about? So we're taking requests. What are subjects we could talk about where we can let the expletives fly? Because John's dying to get them out. But like he said, he goes, we can't just be like Eddie Murphy and come on here and go, blep, 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 blep. Good night, everybody. So what's a good dark side, bright side, dark side? What are some good topics we could talk about to really
just
bring
put the call
heat?
Out to really just put the call out to DC Comics, and I'm sure they'll give me plenty of stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of our first episodes when we talked about Batman Damned.
Yeah.
That could have been one.
Well, that could have been one, but I'm just talking about their recent exploits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to get you fired up.
Yeah, there I'll just wait till a Friday afternoon email comes out, and I'll be set. So
did you hear that, Martin? We're going Dark Side for one episode, our annual. We're putting the bleeping sounders away, and we're going all in. So, all right. See what we get from that. I got some ideas too, so, and I'll put it out to the people I'm thinking of. But all right, what else we got, John?
So in the wake of everything being pushed, it looks like they are still planning on developing new things.
Sure, why not? They got nothing but time.
So Ant-Man 3 has cast Jonathan Majors. If you're unfamiliar with him, as probably a lot of people are, he's starring in Lovecraft Country on HBO Max right now, and he's great in that show. So, the scuttlebutt is that he's going to play Kang the Conqueror. Now, this hasn't actually been confirmed, but, you know, he's long been rumored to be the next big bad for the MCU. So that's great. Like, I don't care who he plays. I like this guy. My only concern is that I don't think Kang the Conqueror is the villain, is like the appropriate villain for Ant-Man 3. Like, Kang the Conqueror seems just a little bit of a reach for Ant-Man to handle. But, well, you know, who knows? We'll have to see. But I wouldn't have picked that movie for Kang to make his appearance in. But it, like I said, in any case, he's a great actor. I like him a lot. So
is that Kang isn't guaranteed? It's just
no. That's what I'm saying. Kang the Conqueror hasn't been confirmed yet. But that's just the prevailing rumor on the internet.
Okay. But Jonathan Majors
has been cast.
Okay, that's awesome.
As the villain,
because he is
regardless.
Really good.
Yeah,
he is really good. I'll have more on that.
I was going to say, obviously, you've checked some of that out, so we'll talk about that later.
Yep. All right, what else?
All right, little bit of news coming out of the DC Fandom Part 2 this past weekend.
Oh, I forgot about that. I was slammed with work this weekend, and
I didn't watch a single second of it, honestly.
Oh, okay.
But the only two things I really heard even come out of it were show confirmations. Doom Patrol Season 3 has been confirmed for HBO Max only.
Of course.
And Young Justice Season 3 was also confirmed. Now, that the platform for that was not specified, so it could be DC Universe, HBO Max, or a combination of both. We don't really know.
Didn't Season 3 just come out?
You're right. Maybe so. So
it
would be
season
four. Yeah, you're right. It would be season four because season three was on.
Was it? Yeah, I think so.
Was it?
I think it was either three or four just came out. So we're looking at.
I thought maybe it was season five. I don't know. I thought the note said season three, but in any case, the next season of Young Justice.
Yeah. So maybe it's it's.
And it's called Phantasms, I want to say, is what it was. So,
yeah, season three just came out, so four is coming.
Okay,
four is coming.
Okay,
because we did season three. Remember, they broke it up into two different arcs.
Right. Yeah, and that makes sense because, like I said, there were two seasons prior to Disney DC Universe. So yeah, I love Young Justice too. So I'm looking forward to another season of that. But again, they haven't said where yet. And that's it as far as like the DC Fandom news. I have two other things actually.
Yep.
Second to last thing is, I guess Ewan McGregor did an interview talking about the Obi-Wan show on Disney Plus, and he all but confirmed that it's a one season. It's like a one and done.
Really?
Story arc. Yeah. So. I mean, that's
That's what they can get.
It's
him
good
for.
And disappointing at the same time.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm glad we're getting it at all. So that's great. A little disappointed that it's only one season.
By the time they film it, he will be Sir Alec Guinness's age.
Well, and that's the thing too, right? Because we know the beginning and we know the end. So like, this is just the middle. Like, this is just the bridge. And I don't know how much story they really have to do. Like, multiple seasons.
Right.
You know, we know where he ended up at the end of Clone War or at the end of, Attack of the Clones or no, Revenge of the Sith, whatever the hell the last movie was, and where it picked up on.
Right.
You know,
yeah, this falls in between those two.
It falls in between. So there's only so much story there to tell. I'm sure they could have squeezed in a couple of seasons. Yeah, they could have squeezed in a couple of seasons if they wanted to, but I think they have a specific story to tell, and, like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know? So like I said, mixed bag, but, again, I'm just happy we're even getting it still. So.
And they haven't started on that yet or anything, have
no,
they?
No, it's supposed to go into production next year.
Oh,
so
geez.
it's still a couple of years away, probably 2 years away at this point.
Hope I'm around for it.
Yeah, no kidding. And then the last thing, I just saw this before we hopped on, so it wasn't in the notes.
Oh, a surprise for me.
Well, yeah, it's not great, though.
Oh.
Looks like ABC has pulled the plug on Stumptown, which had already been previously confirmed for season two.
Really?
But in the wake of COVID and not being able to get back into production in any kind of timely manner, ABC has kind of reversed their decision and decided to cancel the show. Which is very disappointing because I really like that show.
Yeah, me too.
But it also brings up the question of, like, how many more casualties are we going to get out of COVID? You know, so many shows shut down and didn't go back and haven't gone back into production. And how many of them just won't, like, just won't come back at this point? And we don't know. I'm sure there'll be announcements galore as time goes on. But, you know, we thought we were going to have new shows for January. And at the pace we're going now, we may not have new shows at all. And after a whole year, like, how many shows just won't go back into production?
Right.
You know, it's.
I wonder how much of that has to do with the cast, the actors.
Well,
they may have other commitments, bigger paying commitments. You know, like I gotta
go. Like Kobe Smulders, you know, she's a movie. I mean, I wouldn't call her a movie star specifically.
No,
but I mean, she does big budget movies, and you know, being on TV, I'm sure is great for her, but she can get other roles. So, yeah.
That was a good show, too.
It was really great. I really liked it. And, you know, it was in our wheelhouse because it was a comic book show.
Yeah.
And I really liked it and was looking forward to another season.
Jen just asked me about that one a couple weeks ago. She's like, is it coming back? I was like, it's supposed to be.
Well, it was. Yeah. But now it's not. So.
Oh, well. That's too bad.
Disappointing.
That's too bad. All right. We have some tweets to get to. Actually, on Instagram, New X Guy, talking about our New Mutants episode. This, I think I was supposed to say last week, but because it was on Instagram, and I'm not very good at the social media bouncing around thing.
Didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I didn't know. So I apologize, New X Guy. He says, great episode. I feel like the weirdness of quarantine is just now catching up between Lonely Receiver and New Mutants. You guys have experienced some weirdness lately. Love the episodes. And, yeah, I would say, yeah, it is catching up with us. And I think that's part of, like, you know, you and I trying to get back into the movie theaters and just see anything, you know, and I think it's affecting all of us differently. Like we said earlier, Nick Wetmore has no desire to go back to the theaters, but it's, you know, everybody's being affected. And, hey, comic books, they haven't tested positive yet. So we're safe with comic books for now.
We are
for now. I'll see that one. Oh, we have a fairly new listener. I haven't heard of him listening to us before, but Jamie on Facebook. See how we're bouncing around all the social medias, John? I'm getting savvy with this stuff. So Jamie says, I'm halfway through the third episode of the second season of The Boys, and I have to say I'm pretty disappointed compared to the first season. What do you guys think? And I answered him on Facebook on Sunday. It was before our episode came out, but you and I had already talked about it. But it did make me realize that in our episode, we never really did that comparison. But part of that is it's at the beginning.
Right.
It's not the season yet. And that's I did say to him, my reply to him on Facebook was, it's not as strong right now as season one. I'll agree with that, but it is early on. And it's, you know, let's see how it plays out. But it's hard to top season one right now. I honestly could
say it is, but I don't know. I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it.
I wasn't disappointed in any way, honestly.
Right. But if you had to rank right now, which season would you say was better?
After episode four, I don't know.
Yeah, but see, we had only watched three last week.
I know, but
we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, episode four brings a couple more elements into play.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Do you want to get into that now? It's our show.
It doesn't matter.
Whenever we want.
Yeah,
we
can get into whatever.
Did you find yourself laughing like watching episode four after we had talked, knowing we were talking about it, and episode four was already out? Remember, we had talked about it, and we hadn't seen episode four yet.
What are we talking about?
Some of the scenes in the show. The, like, the sexual scenes and stuff like that that we had talked about, like they didn't exist. But then when people were listening to us talk about it on Monday, four was already out.
Right. Yeah. There was,
that was kind of funny. And it wasn't super sexual or anything
like
that.
It wasn't super graphic, but there was definitely some scenes. And
they went back to the milk hard, though.
They went back to the milk, and the scenes with Homelander and Homelander were pretty good.
Well, I don't know about good, but yeah.
Well.
John, it's not gay.
Yeah. Fit yourself.
That was insane.
But was I found myself insane. At first because, like, when he walks in and it was, I always forget her name. Madeline?
Which one?
No. Elizabeth Shue. What's her name?
Oh, yeah. I think it was Madeline, yeah.
Yeah, when
Madeline
he walks
Stowe
in and
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, she's there, and I'm like, what's going on here? Because she's dead.
And looking and, good.
Yeah, and looking pretty good for a dead chick with holes in her head. and then you find out it's the shapeshifter guy that we hadn't met before. So, yeah, I was like, that's weird in itself, too. Because
he goes, change back! Change back!
Right, because even if it looks like Madeline, like, don't you know in your head that you're still sitting there with a big, overweight, bald, bearded guy? It's
right.
Like, yeah. I don't care what you look like on the outside.
Yeah.
I know what you are and what you look like.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I know. I didn't – obviously, we didn't know that it was him. We didn't know that.
Right.
That
no, that's
soup,
what I'm saying. I was like –
we didn't know
I was
that
soup I was like,
existed.
Is he
– so I was like,
is this
ooh,
all in his head?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was all, I thought he was just basically imagining the whole thing. And then
the way that scene
like,
was
oh.
playing out, I was imagining
yeah.
that, like, hey, she's back. Good.
Yeah.
It was all
I was like,
a
oh,
trick.
Okay. That's interesting. And then, you know, again, without getting into too many spoilers at this point, because, you know, we didn't build this show as a spoiler show, but, you know, a lot of good storm,
nice. I love that where that story's going.
Yeah. And that whole, like, kind of like the whole revelation that they uncovered about her past, I guess.
Yeah. That's what I mean. How this story
and
is
it,
playing
it tied
out.
In a little bit to yep. what we were talking about last week with
yep.
Soldier Boy.
Exactly.
And how he could possibly be there,
I thought,
you know,
the
50
same
years
thing.
Later.
Yep.
So they're setting it up now that it's possible in this world for them to be maybe not immortal, but at least have longevity.
Right.
So, yeah, so we'll see. There's a lot of good stuff that happened this week. Some good stuff with Huey and
Starlight.
Starlight. Yeah, man, I'm blanking. I'm having a bad time with names right now. But,
yeah,
you know,
you're
some
usually
good stuff
really
with
good
them.
With names, too.
I know. I don't know why I'm like... I came in the show too high, and now it's like yeah. I used up all my energy.
Take a couple more sips off that Diet Coke, yeah. that kid.
That's why I start out so low, because I get to ramp up. When I start out at the top,
yeah,
there's nowhere else
downhill,
to go. Man, it's all downhill from there. So I'm like Thomas the Tank. Like, I got to start with my slow climb up.
Pinewood Derby. You end up in a pillow at the end.
Exactly. And most of our listeners are going, I'm still waiting for him to get there. You know, it's been a slow climb for 200 episodes.
This is a ramp.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I.
But yeah, like I said, a lot of good stuff. I thought that this episode really, kind of changed the tone.
Well, after the first three, I felt like the first three were like they built a story and it. It kind of gave you some background of, obviously, of Stormfront, but it kind of played a story out and led you in a direction. And like we said last week, we're like, aren't you surprised they wrapped that direction up so early? And then this one, you're like, ooh, here we go. This I really like what they're doing. And it's I think this could play out to be just as good as season one.
Yeah, like I said, I'm enjoying it. I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see if Jamie says anything about, like, what after episode four, right. You know, where he wasn't too enthused with it after, three episodes. So we'll see. We will see.
We will.
I am intrigued. And it was funny. Even I was a little bit ashamed, but I said to my wife, I said, hey, we got a boys episode to watch. She goes, oh, I thought that season was over. I was like, come on. I'm like, no, there was just three episodes, and then we get one a week. She's like, oh.
See? I told you, not everybody pays attention.
Not, and here's some, I won't say who it was, but I heard somebody who I respect who has a lot of knowledge, and they were surprised that it was dropped like this.
Yeah.
And they even said, like, they didn't warn us about this. And I'm like, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. This has been out. Everybody knew, you know, not everybody knew about it, clearly.
We talked about it on our show if they were a listener.
Ago. Yeah.
A while ago. So,
yep.
Shame on whoever that was that they didn't know from us.
I'll tell you off air. You'll be surprised. Okay.
They should have known.
Yep. Yep, definitely should have known. But yeah, I like the way it's going. And I really like the idea of dropping episodically because I think it's just more fun. Gives you more opportunity to talk about it. And it gives you that opportunity to have like questions like Jamie say, like, oh, I'm not really liking where it's going. And then maybe it shifts on you. Whereas if you're binging it, that conversation, it's not even a conversation. You don't even have that.
Because at that point, you either liked it or you didn't, but you have the whole product.
Right.
So,
and if you said it and say that you, like, say I said something like that after episode three to you, and it's like Friday night, and you're like, oh, finish it.
Right.
Wait till you're done. You know, you don't know. Just keep
going.
Part of the fun of this is the, you know, especially right now with everything that's going on, it's the conversation. That's the fun. It's like, it's not just about sitting in front of your TV for whatever, 8 hours. It's the conversations that we have. So,
right.
Let's see. What else do we have? We have some more stuff here. Oh, Martin played a trailer on Twitter. Did you see that one? He tagged us in it, but
I didn't.
Not you.
I just saw the post right now, but I haven't watched the trailer.
So the trailer's for Synchronic, something like that. And Synchronic, but it's got a what's his name, Anthony Mackie.
Yeah,
Anthony Mackie's in it. This looks it looks like a Christopher Nolan movie. The way it's like everything, it looks like something like Inception or Tenet or something like that. It looks insane. And if you watch the trailer, it's funny. I'm watching it on my phone, and they do this funky thing in the trailer where they take the words like that are on the screen, the credits, and they'll tilt them, and then they just shift into like being level. But if you're watching it on your phone, you'll be like, is that my phone? Why is it crooked? And you'll like turn your phone to
keep turning
straight.
The phone,
because your credits are supposed to be like straight at a 90 degree, you know, across the screen. And I'm like, why is this like that? And at the very beginning, it's very mild. And then as it goes on more, you're like, oh, this is part of the trailer. So it's all part of that whole, like, it looks insane. Looks like a lot of fun.
I'll have to watch it after.
I looked to see if it was comic book related or anything like that. It just looks like it's insane. It's based on, like, not based on, but the story's about a drug, which reminds me a lot of that Netflix show with...
that Powers...
Yeah.
Something or other.
Yeah, the latest one with Jamie Foxx. So it looks like a different take
Project on Power.
Project Power, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like something like that, which I really like that one too. So this one looks pretty decent. Yeah. And I have one other tweet that I'll get to when we get into comic books, but yeah, that's about it for this week.
Okay.
That's about it for this week. Is that all we got?
I think so.
All right. Look at that. Are you ready to get into some comic books?
Sure.
All righty. John, what am I going to spend my money on this week?
Detective Comics 1027.
Already did.
Seriously. I mean, that's probably the big book of the week.
Have you read the whole thing yet?
I haven't read any of it yet.
Oh, I've read like a little more than half of it. It's pretty good. There's some good stories in there.
Yeah, it's one of their big anniversary issues.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's the 1,000th appearance of Batman, which somebody actually pointed out, if his first appearance was in Detective Comics 27, his 1,000th appearance would have actually been Detective Comics 1026.
So right.
This should have been a month ago. But in any case, yeah, this is the big 144-page book. You know, there's like, I don't know, 144 covers to go along with it. But yeah, you know, as far as the speculator part of it goes, though, I mean, it's not seeing any, you know, any speculator demand.
That's because everybody got it.
Right.
That wants it.
Obviously, it's the big book of the week.
Right.
As far as speculator books goes, not a lot this week. Sonic the Hedgehog 31, the 1 in 10 cover, the last couple of issues for this have been in demand, and this one's, you know, no different. It's going for about $20, so that's double ratio. So if you can pick up one of those, it's probably worth getting your hands on. And then Thor number 7. Looks like at this point, you know, we're finally catching up with the demand. So this one isn't quite as hot as some of the last couple have been. But the 1 in 25 variant is going for about $40, so almost double ratio. So still probably worth picking up. But as we saw with, like, issue 4, which for the longest time, you know, was still kind of holding at cover price, it is now, you know, started to jump up quite a bit. So this is still definitely where you should put your money this week and pick up Thor. In the long run, I think it's definitely going to be worth your while. And if nothing else, it's a great story. Like, if you're not reading these yet, you know, you should be reading Thor because it's been really good. So
I haven't read it. Joe's reading. He read the first couple. And he really liked it. Yeah. And I know I've been getting all of them because Slade just puts it in my pile because I know how good it is. And there's been different, you know, important ones to have. And I'm like, he's looking for them. Just look through my stack, Joe. I'm like, they're in there somewhere. But they're, yeah, right, he really liked the story.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. So, and like I said, we'll have to see what happens with this issue. But I think, I bet you in a couple of weeks we're talking about it.
Of course.
So, yeah. But like I said, that's it as far as speculator books for this week. There wasn't a ton. Back issue bonus. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but Superboy number 9. This is the first King Shark. Again, this seems to be the big winner from the announcement, you know, of the Suicide Squad cast. This one keeps rising. It's now selling for between $30 and $50. There was a CGC 9.8 a couple of days ago that sold for $300. So again, this was, you know, a $6-7 book, you know, a few months ago. So it's really starting to go up in price. And even at $30, it may be worth picking up if you can find one. Okay, Marvel Previews number 64. So this is a trend that I hope doesn't become a trend, because this is now we're talking about back cover art here, not even cover art. On the back of this book, there's a picture of Shuri drawn by J. Scott Campbell, and this is now being touted as the first appearance of Shuri.
Well, the back cover is still a cover.
Yeah, I guess, but we've never talked about a back cover before, ever.
So, first for everything.
But yeah, so prices are all over the place on this one that seems to have jumped out of nowhere. Selling anywhere between $50 and $200. So there's a really big range on this at the moment. But, you know, there was a high of $200 on this. So, again, pending announcements on Disney's plans for Black Panther, you know, you could see this thing. I mean, I don't know what the ceiling is on this. It could go anywhere. So if you could track one of these down, you know, again,
we've never talked about that.
It's probably
before,
in dollar boxes. But, you know what I mean? So,
but does that? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Say that.
I don't know what the context is. Like, yeah. I don't know what the drawing, why it was there. You know,
right?
Is it? You know, Marvel Previews is just that, right? It's a previews magazine of upcoming books. So, you know, again, a week saying that that's a first appearance. Like, let's say, you know, again, Wolverine, Hulk 181 is the first appearance of Wolverine. But, you know, let's say we had a Marvel previews back in that day. You know, it didn't exist then, but it does now. And there was a picture of Wolverine in there. Like, is that the first appearance now? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know when we start looking at, like, marketing material and previews material as first appearances. I just don't know if that's where we're going. It could be, you know, who's to say?
Yeah, what?
I mean, the first appearance of Spawn is in Malibu Sun, which is was an advertisement, and that gets sold as his first appearance. So,
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Marvel Previews isn't even technically a comic. It's
right.
It's a
now back in that day
to
it
tell
was,
you about comics.
Yeah, they were sold. You know, I mean, they're still sold. Yeah, they were sold individually, but it was an advertisement. You know, it's advertisement. It's not
right.
I don't know. Like I said.
Oh well.
The market does what the market does. You know, we can only react to it. So, but yeah, it's
very wise, John. It's very wise.
Yeah.
The market does what the market does.
Well, but I'm just saying, if that becomes a thing, then do we start going back retroactively and changing first appearances?
That's what I was going to ask. I'm like, what does this do to, like, history? Like, oh,
right.
Well, hey, Superman was drawn on a napkin in 1925.
Right, right. So that's technically his first appearance, right? It's like, he was in marketing material that was brought to DC Comics and sold before Action Comics number one came out, so...
Right.
Like, I just don't know where that line gets drawn anymore. It doesn't feel like there is one. This seems like it was started by somebody that couldn't afford her first appearance. So they had one of these and said, you know what?
Right.
This came out first, so I'm going to throw it up on eBay. And somebody bought it for $200, and then everybody else that had a copy of it started selling it. And now it's out there. And, you know, who knows how this thing started. But
you know who's getting into the speculator and the back issue stuff? Joe, my son.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He hit a Newbury Comics today on his way home from work, and he works like all over New England, the job he's doing right now, and they pay for his travel, so he'll drive 2-3 hours work and then drive 2 or 3 hours home, and he gets paid for the driving, so he doesn't care. But he hit a Newbury Comics, and he's trying to buy all these books that are worth something. He's like, look, I bought two of these, and if we sell this one, we can do that. And I'm like, but he's into stocks and everything now. He's, you know, he graduated. He's making some money, and he wants to invest. So,
hey, I mean, you never know.
There's legwork involved, but if you enjoy doing it.
There is a little bit, but like you said, if he's traveling around anyway and happens by a store, then, you stop by and you pop in and see what you can find.
Yeah.
There's definitely money to be made on these hot books right now. It's just like anything else, though. You got to get in and get out at the right time.
Right.
You know, because who knows? If some of these rumors don't pan out, then the market, falls out of these books.
Right.
You know, what was hot a year ago at $60 is now back down to $10 again. So you just got to play it right. But, I mean, if you have Thor 1 through 6 sitting around your house, you could probably pay off your mortgage right now. And then... you could turn around and buy the trade paperback later. So who knows?
Really?
What?
I could pay off my mortgage?
Well, I don't know. I'm being facetious, but
okay,
I mean,
show's
pretty,
over.
Like, the first,
gotta
the
go.
First 5 issues of Thor are probably pushing $300 now.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they're crazy hot right now, but who knows where they'll be in a year. So like now's the time to get rid of them if that's what you're into doing.
Right.
But you never know. Again, I've got books that I sold 6 months ago that I wish I had back now because, I'm looking at you, first appearance of Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen.
Right.
That have tripled in price in the last 6 months. So, you just never know. All right, one more book to talk about, and this is Avengers number 8. This is volume 1, so this is from, 1963 or so. As we talked about a minute ago, this is the first appearance of Kang the Conqueror. So, I mean, this book has already kind of been on the rise because, again, the rumors have been out there for a while that Kang is going to play a part in the next phase of the Avengers. So this was already kind of being looked at. But again, with the announcement of Jonathan Majors and all the talk about him playing Kang, this book is definitely jumping.
He's already jacked.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big dude, man.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, the prices on these vary a lot based on condition because, you know, this is a book from the 60s, so they're not all out there in mint condition. So this could go anywhere from, you know, $20 to $25 based on a really poor copy, you know, into the, you know, several hundreds for, you know, for good condition. Also keep an eye on Avengers number 11, that's the second appearance. So when the first appearance gets too high for people to be able to afford, they're going to turn their eyes to number 11, which is his second appearance. So then that's it for back issue bonus. So there wasn't a lot this week.
All right. That's, yeah. What, three books there, two speculate a corner.
Yeah.
So
like I said, we usually have a few more, but yeah. Like I said, it was a quiet week for speculator books, especially this week, but that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we want people to read comics, not treat them like stocks. So.
Whoops.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at you, Joe.
Exactly. Well, he reads them.
Then. I know. I'm just kidding.
And tries to make some money.
Yeah. Hey, to me, I don't care why you're buying them.
Right.
Just come in and buy them.
Just
so.
Buy them.
You can do whatever you want. You can set them on fire once you get them home. I don't really care, but just come in and buy them.
All right. Let's get to this week's FOC.
Yeah. Also, not huge this week, but there's a few books. From DC Comics, we have variant covers for Wonder Woman 764, Joshua Middleton. Superman number 26, Tony S. Daniel. And Flash 763 in Yuck Lee. They're all great. None of them cracked my top books for the week, though. We'll get to those a little bit later on.
Flash one's pretty cool.
Flash one is pretty cool. I mean, honestly, the Wonder Woman isn't the strongest Middleton cover I've seen. He's done a lot of great covers. This one is okay, but not
yeah.
one of his best.
It's I'm not crazy about that one as well.
Yeah. And then there's a new series from DC, Batman White Knight Presents Harley Quinn. So, again, this is in the Batman White Knight universe. This is like the third installment. But we'll focus a lot more on Harley than it did Batman. It's going to be six issues for this, and there's three covers on the way. And that's it for DC. From Image, we have Commanders in Crisis. This is number one of 12 issues, and there's multiple cover options for that.
That the cover you have on Facebook, doesn't the writing look like it came from Undiscovered Country?
A little bit.
Looks the same.
Yeah,
like
a little bit.
When I just flipped by it, I thought it was another Undiscovered Country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait, nope. But yeah, yeah. The font looks the same.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it's Image. So
yeah.
I guess maybe they get the same guy to do it. All right, from Marvel. Again, these are the covers to have for the next couple of weeks. You know, again, another series of Alex. These are all Alex Ross covers. Amazing Spider-Man number 50. Of course, this is a Spider-Man cover.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah, really good. Probably my favorite. Of the week, but again, you can't go wrong with any of these. The next one is also really good. Avengers 37 is the Black Panther cover. This one will see a lot of movement, of course, with the news of Chadwick passing.
And, yeah.
You know, kind of Black Panther being out there right now. I would expect these to be really popular. And it's a great cover. The one thing about all these Alex Ross covers, I know we mentioned it briefly a few weeks ago, but these are all the classic versions of these characters too. You know, they're the timeless versions, you know, no new you know, anything that's happened recently with costume designs and changes. These are all their classic portrayals. And this is the way I like to see them, you know, cause you know, being a little bit older, this is the way we grew up with these characters. It's really on display with the next one, Captain America 24, is a Falcon cover. And I mean, again, it's very reminiscent of, you know, the original Falcon costume, because he doesn't look like this anymore.
No.
But again, really, really cool classic cover there. And then last but not least, New Mutants number 13 is a Colossus cover.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. I mean, of the four, it's probably the weakest one. But
really?
I think of the four.
I like this one actually better than I like the Black Panther.
Really?
Maybe it's just the picture of the Black Panther, but Black Panther looks a lot of, like, most of it's black, like washed out, like very dark through the middle. Whereas I love the like metal chrome look of his face and stuff, the detail in there.
Maybe I'm getting nostalgic for Black Panther, you know,
yeah,
just like everybody else.
I'm just looking artistically at the what you have to do on that face, whereas Black Panther looks like it's very dark shadowed all through the middle.
Well, it is, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And like I said, that for Marvel, that's it. There's no new series. From Boom Comics, we have Berserker number one with multiple covers. This is the Keanu Reeves project. Mm-hmm. This thing should be huge. It's going to have a lot of mass market appeal. So, and again, there's multiple cover options for this.
John,
so.
Did you hear Keanu Reeves is coming out in a video game?
I heard something about that. I think earlier today. I don't remember exactly when. But
just want to let you know we're on top of everything.
We are.
Eventually
we'll
get there.
Multimedia. We're across all platforms.
Right. So we cast a wide net.
That's right.
Lots of holes, but we cast the net.
We don't catch a lot, but we cast a wide net. And then last but not least, from Oni Press, we have Vane, issue number one, and there's two covers for this. And that's it for FOC this week.
All right, let's get to checkout. And what did you check out this week, John?
Okay, the first book I read was Heavy, issue number one. This is from Vault Comics. It was written by Max Bemis and had art by Eric Donovan. So this is a book. Did you get a chance to read this at all?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you've got a character named Bill, who we find out very early on is dead. He is living
in
basically...
That's not a spoiler. Yep.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler. He's basically living in what we would call purgatory. They call it the Big Wait, which, you know,
same thing,
right? So basically, yeah, you know, you die, you don't make the cut, right? You're not good enough to go to heaven, you're not quite bad enough to go to hell. This is where you end up in the Big Wait. But you can't just wait around doing nothing. If you're in the Big Wait, you got a job to do. And Walt's job is to be what they call a heavy. And basically he's, you know, policeman / hitman for the multiverse.
Hey,
so
he's the heavy.
He goes out. Yeah. He goes out and, you know, takes care of things that need taken care of. So in this issue, you know, he's got to take care of, Leonardo da Vinci, who's up to some no good, and we hear a lot about the Trump Juniors, you know, of course, because this is 2020, so we can't have a comic without politicizing it. But yeah, I don't know. I thought this was pretty fun. It was interesting. The art was okay. It wasn't spectacular, but it was okay, and I thought the writing was good. I was interested enough. There were. Well, it's R-rated.
And it's not even, like, symbols.
No, there was a lot of phallic, period. there was a lot of Chris Evans on display here.
Oh.
It wasn't lazy phallics either.
No.
Like, they were, you know, they were up to snuff. So, but yeah, this was, I don't know, it was fun. A little cliche at the very end. Like their big twist was.
You're gonna give it away?
No, I'm not gonna give it away.
Oh,
it was a little
like,
cliche,
was?
Though. Well, it was a little cliche,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It should play out and it should be fun, but, you know, it's definitely gonna turn into like a buddy cop ish show, or comic rather.
You think?
Where, I think, well,
See, I don't think
kind of
so.
Like the buddy slash contentious cop.
Big time.
Show, like, they, you know, they have to be partners. There's no way around it, without giving anything else away. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I thought it was fun. You know, kind of silly, but I had a good time. Like, I enjoyed reading it, so I think it's definitely worth picking up.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about it, and then as I went through it, I thought it picked up, and as I started to understand what's going on, and this really isn't a spoiler, but his job is to control the multiverse and, you know, to keep what we consider normal.
Right.
Normal, he has to, like, bang down, like, the extremely abnormal. So, right. Like you said, like, Da Vinci in this one story, he goes off the rails and they explain to you what he did. And it's an alternate universe and you have to go, right. He has to go and take care of that.
Right. It's multiple versions, obviously, of the multiverse. Because at one point, his boss says, I've got 27 Hitlers to smack down today or something like
right.
that. So,
and it's kind of a fun story on that, but that's not even the main story. That's just like a subtext of everything else that's going on. I didn't find it to be too cliche at the end. I get what you're saying, not that you're saying that, but I didn't find that on, you know, after I finished it. Right. But yeah, I thought it was fun. I mean, you pick it up, like I said, a lot of like adult drawings in there.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no, it was fun. I liked your other one better. The other one you read. I read that as well.
Okay.
But we'll get to that.
Do you have another one to talk about? Or do
I
you
read,
want me to move into
I read Iron Man number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read that yet.
All right. I enjoyed it, but part of it is basically the Iron Man 3 from the MCU.
Okay.
And when you read it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Hellcat's in this. Not really a spoiler, just shows up. It's not like a big surprise or anything. And I liked that. I was talking with Ernie about that this morning. I feel like with this story, though, they can pull a Daredevil here. They're bringing him back, they're revamping his story, trying to get him a little darker, Tony Stark, that is.
Right.
And you don't have to have read any Iron Man before this, like Iron 2020 or anything like that. And it's starting, I mean, obviously everybody knows who Iron Man is, so you have some foundation. But it was a pretty good story. But like I said, I feel like they're trying to do, or hopefully they do something like they did with, like Zdarsky did with Daredevil at the beginning. You have Tony Stark goes, he's making changes in his life, similar to, you know, Matt Murdock did. Right. And there's an opportunity here for it to copy Daredevil in a way that I think could be fun. And I actually did enjoy the book a lot. And it's like, I like Iron Man. I like Tony Stark. And I know you talk a lot about, like, why do we go back to number one? Why do we reboot? And I think this is a good example why, because sometimes when they're up that high, when you get numbers into the hundreds, people are tentative to jump on. And we say all the time, just jump in, you know. But
yeah,
I think when you go back to a number one, it gives people that opportunity. All right, it's a fresh start. I'll check that out.
Yeah, I don't ascribe to that argument, though, at all. Because, like, when we were kids, it didn't matter.
Right.
Right? Like, when we were kids and we went up to the spinner rack to buy a comic book, and Daredevil number 163 was on the rack, it didn't matter at all that we hadn't read 1 through 162. You just picked it up and read it. So I know that's the argument, and a lot of people say that, you know,
is
the reason why they do it.
I also used to jump my bicycle off of a 10-foot brick wall, but I wouldn't do that again.
Right, but that's not
kidding.
Apples
I'm just
to
kidding.
Apples. Yeah,
I know. I'm just kidding. That's,
but you know what I mean? Like, we didn't...
No,
in the age when we were younger, reboots like this didn't happen. And it never hurt the sales of comic books. Like, you didn't need that gimmick to sell comics. Like, it wasn't the number one issue. If you had a great cover and good art and good story, it didn't matter. And I think today, if this was Iron Man number 700 and they wanted to get in and reboot it, you just have to have good art and good story.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the number is. Like, people are going to buy it. They're going to come to it if it's good. And that's – so I don't –
Well,
I hear that argument all the time. No, I mean, I really do. But
I know you do. But what I'm saying is I think there is a segment. I think we can both be right here.
And no, I
think there's a segment of the population that does, like, all of a sudden when they see it's a number one, especially with the popularity of Iron Man right now in the MCU and all of that. And it looks like with this book, I feel like they're getting away from the MCU with this book. They're separating, you know, that Tony Stark from the comics now. It's funny, when I was talking to Ernie this morning, he was saying, he's like, he thought it was weird that, like, Hellcat was in it. And he's like, I wish it was, like, you know, maybe somebody, like, why didn't they use a Black Widow? And I hadn't even read the book yet. And I was like, well, because that Black Widow's too on the nose to the MCU. You know, that would have brought, that would have just felt like more MCU story. And after reading the book, I do feel that way. I feel like they're separating him from that entire story. Like, this, it has nothing to do with that. And I thought they did a good job with it. And I thought this story was a good jumping off point to start fresh. And it's kind of what Tony Stark is doing in the story, much like we did with Daredevil, like, almost 2 years ago. But the, like, I said, I think there's an opportunity for both of us to be right, because some people, it doesn't matter. I'm going to jump on, and I'll go to your argument and say, look at what they did with Batman in the middle of the run. Tom King steps down. We have, you know, Tinian comes in, reboots the system, and it's like phenomenal. You know, and I'm a fan of Tom King's run, but you don't have to go to number one to redo it.
Right, the trend lately, and I'm surprised they didn't do this, is to, you know, oh, Tinian's taken over, let's start at number one again. And there's no reason to do that. They did it when Bendis took over Superman. They started again at number one. No reason to do that. Just change the creative team and keep on going. You know, keep on trucking, man. There's no need to do that. You know, when... you know, well, let's use the Patriot, you know, our team, for example. When your team gets a new quarterback, you don't have to start again at the beginning. You know?
No.
It's like you don't start watching it because, oh, I can't watch this because I haven't seen all the Tom Brady games yet.
Right.
You know, it's just like, it just doesn't matter. You know, you just get in there and...
Yeah.
And do it, you know, so.
But I did like it. So,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, because I'll be interested
to see what you think.
Oh, I'll definitely read it. I just, like I said, I didn't get to it today.
So, all right, let's get to Stillwater.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me say for Iron Man, I didn't get the Alex Ross cover, but written by Christopher Cantwell and art by Cafu.
Cafu, yeah.
It's all caps.
Yeah.
I think we ran across that before. Did we see?
We have. He's done some other stuff.
Okay.
He's a hot artist right now, so you'll see his name around, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right, yeah. So you already said the name. So the next book was Stillwater from Image Comics. This was written by Chip Zdarsky, who we love from Daredevil, and had art by Ramon Perez. So this focuses on a town called Stillwater, obviously, and this is definitely a horror slash thriller type of book. It's you know, town of Stillwater. Basically, nobody dies. We don't know why. We don't know what the circumstances are that are going on here. But you know, we meet our two characters in the beginning who are mysteriously summoned to this town of Stillwater that nobody's ever heard of. Shows up for some reason on their GPS to show them how to get there, but there's no street signs, there's no anything that would clue anybody in to the fact that this place exists. At one point, they stop at a gas station and ask for directions, and the lady has never heard of the place. But, you know, they make their way to Stillwater, and then obviously they find out through a series of events that things aren't what they should be, you know, and they aren't what they seem. So, you know, again, a little bit of setup for a first issue, you know, not a lot of development onto what's going to happen in the story going forward. But I liked it, of course, you know. I got a chance to read this about 3 weeks ago. I knew I was going to talk about it. I read it again today just to have it fresh in my head. I didn't mind reading it a second time at all. You know, I still find myself enjoying it, even though I knew, you know, kind of what was going to happen. Chip Zdarsky is, you know, again, we've talked about him numerous times with Daredevil. Great writer. I think this is going to be really good. You know, I like the setup of the characters. Again, the art. I think the art was good. I'm really interested to see where this book goes. So,
yeah, book two is going to be crazy. This book was crazy.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very well done. I mean, I thought. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, but I thought the writing was really, really good. I wasn't crazy about the art. It was almost like funny pages ish.
It was. I don't know. I liked it, but it's definitely on the simpler side.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of kind of blocky type art.
And, right.
You know, not a lot of. You
but
know,
this is one you're going to get for the in. Story, to be
yes.
honest.
Right. You're definitely you know, getting
the art's
for
not
the
bad. I'm just not like it's not like the next book
right.
I'm going to talk about where I was blown away.
Yeah.
But this, yeah, it's the. What a crazy story. What a story.
Yeah.
I don't, really, you really can't say anything because I don't want to give it away.
Right.
But yeah, nobody dies. They kind of speculate. You get a little bit of a reason in there somewhere. Well, I know where, but they give you a reason, kind of a reason why nobody dies. But you don't know where this story, what's the purpose of the story though? That's
right,
what
right.
I find
we don't know.
Very
right.
interesting is like, okay, where's
you know,
the story going and what does this mean for?
Right. They're summoned to be there and then they get there and then they can't find the person, you know, the person that summoned them, nobody knows who it is.
Right.
You know, it's really mysterious. Like,
well,
said,
they know who it is, but he hasn't been around for a
that's
while.
True. Right. They knew the name, but they said he hadn't been around for 15 years or something
right,
like
right.
that. So, really, again, really mysterious. You don't know what's going on yet. Why they're there? They're there obviously for a reason, but nobody seems to want them there. So, you know,
right?
Yeah, like I said, obviously a lot to come in this book. So,
did you read the little captions at the end where they talk to?
I didn't. No.
Oh, it's pretty funny. They ask questions, and like at the end, it's like. Why one of the last question, why should people pick up Stillwater number 2? And, the answer, Zdarsky answers. And then, who's the artist?
Ramon Perez.
So they answer, Ramon Perez says, oh my God, to find out what happens after issue number 1.
Right.
And well, listen to Zdarsky's answer. Because if they don't, they'll be super confused by what happens in issue number 3.
There you go.
But there's they have little questions like the last page is like, or second to last page. it's like, who should star in a Stillwater movie? It's like, and Zdarsky says, you, the reader, you know, so fun stuff like that. But it's a good book. I love Zdarsky, though. He's a riot.
Yeah.
Did you see his tweet this week?
Mm-mm.
About when he's done with Daredevil, he's going to start going at all the writers that went at him on Twitter or something like that. Yeah, he was making a joke like that. Like, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like he's going to go at everybody that ever dissed him on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah, once he's done with Daredevil.
Once he's done, not before.
Do you know how long is he good for that? How long is he contracted for?
I haven't
Do you have
heard
any
a,
idea?
No, I haven't heard, honestly.
I hope it doesn't run out soon.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because if he's talking about the end of it,
yeah.
I hope not. Yeah, I hope not. But I haven't heard anything. We usually know in advance when there's new writing teams and stuff announced, and I haven't heard anything. So
yeah,
it's going to be a little while still.
Cool. So speaking of coming to the ends of things, did you read Batman 99?
Sure did.
Oh.
Yeah, I read Catwoman too.
Huh?
I read Catwoman as well.
Oh, did you?
It also ties in, yeah.
Okay, I didn't read that one.
Yeah.
The artwork in this?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Unreal.
Yeah.
It's the contrast, it's insane.
Yeah.
I love it. It's really good. The book was just too short. You get to the last page and you're like, oh man, it's over.
Yeah, because there's only one more. You know, For this story, yeah. I mean, obviously Batman continues on, but.
And did they tease the hell out of you in this? It's like, you're like, it can't end like this, or it has to end like this. Different lines like that. And you're like, what is going to happen? You have no idea. And it's.
Yeah, the only saving grace is Batman 100 is a bit oversized. So
that's what I was going to ask you. Have you heard?
Yeah, we'll get a little bit more than 22 pages. I don't know exactly how big. It's somewhere between 22 pages and 144.
More.
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere in between.
So you're saying this 25?
Yeah. yeah, like I said, phenomenal story. I can't talk enough about Joker War. It's been great. All the side stories too. Like the Nightwing issues have been really good. The Batgirl, like the latest Batgirl was really good. And like I said, I read Catwoman as well last night. Because, you know, if you read Batwoman, I mean, if you read Batman, you know, there's a scene with Catwoman in there. And then it says, you know, for the rest of the story, go read, you know, it's pointing you to these other books.
Right.
You know, at one point, Red Hood, you know, jumps in and it says, you know, for this story, go back and read Red Hood 48. So it's telling you where to go to read these books. But most of them have been very worthwhile. I read most of them anyways. The only book I don't read on a regular monthly basis is Red Hood. I read Catwoman and Nightwing already.
Okay.
And I read Batgirl too. So I read all of them. But they've all been really good. Like, the tie-ins have been great. So.
This is going to be a fun trade.
Yeah, especially if they get all the sides. I don't know if they'll get all the side stuff in with it.
Sometimes they did with Dark Knight's Metal.
Yeah.
They did. There were so many sides into that, but you can get them all.
Right, but you had to get them in separate volumes. And this will probably be the same. Like, you'll buy one Joker War trade, and then there'll be, you know, like the side stories or whatever. Joker War, the side stories. That's what they'll call it. I'm predicting it now. But yeah, they're really good.
Again,
it's one of those stories where, like, I don't want next issue to come because I don't want it to be done. But I also can't wait for it to come because I want to see what happens next.
But we have Daredevil 22 next week.
Right.
And then the week after that is 100. And I'm like, oh, these next 2 weeks are going to be.
Yeah, 2 short weeks. We'll have it. We'll be done. So
we're going to be done. Well, Daredevil, there will be a 23. I'm just saying.
Right.
There'll be
a Batman 101 also. Like, the series aren't ending, but.
Right. It'll be interesting.
I expect issue 101 to to still be the aftermath. Like, I can't imagine, like, we'll be done. Like, it ends at 100 and then we never hear about it again. You know, that's not going to be the case. I imagine this will have lasting ramifications through the title for a little while. So
yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. I'm not looking forward to 101 more than 100, but I am looking forward to 101 because it's like, what did all that mean?
Right.
So we're kind of putting the cart before the horse here, but
a little bit.
Hey, that's what we do.
Yeah,
what we do. All right.
Hey, I have an update on The Walking Dead, by the way.
Another one?
We talked about the comic, the color, the Walking Dead Deluxe. We talked about it last week when it was on FOC. So
yeah,
I did find out that
16 years?
Well, yeah. So after issue number one, it is actually going to be bi-monthly. So it will actually only take years? You 8.5 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, bi-weekly rather. Bi-weekly. Yeah, bi-weekly. So it'll only take you 8.5 years to read it, not 16. So
bi-monthly.
Yeah, 32 years. So, like, I have a good shot at still being alive in 8.5 years. I don't know about, you know, the over-under on 16. I wouldn't take that bet. But
no, 8.5 years, make 32.
I might be able to squeeze that out. So, if you're not busy for the next 8.5 years, pick up Walking Dead Deluxe on sale in 2 weeks.
Bi-weekly. So, there you go. Yeah. It's only a short 8.5 years.
That's it.
You're good to go. Oh, boy. Bi-monthly. That was fantastic. 32 years.
Yeah.
Here you go, son. I know you're not even a year old yet, but I got you a subscription.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. You ready to get into some real world?
Sure.
All right. What have you been watching lately, buddy?
So what did I watch? I finished Avatar this week and started, jumped into Korra. So, as I talked about last week, you know, I only had I had 4 episodes left last week, to watch, and I watched those on Thursday. Just phenomenal. Like I said, I really can't talk about this show enough. It was so good. The ending was just like, Clone Wars. In the sense that the last 4 episodes, like, Netflix, didn't break them up. Like, it was basically a 2-hour movie.
Yeah. Yep.
So, not 2 hours, because they're only 20-something minutes long. But it was kind of done in 4 parts, all in one. Like, it didn't break between, episodes like it normally does. So, and, you know, Dave Filoni worked on this show before Clone Wars, so I think they actually stole this from Avatar when they did it at the end of Clone Wars. But, yeah, it's basically one big movie to finish out the show, and really good. Like I said, I jumped into Korra. I've only watched 2 of those. Looks like it's going to be good. Takes place, I think, 75 years after the end of Avatar. But there's enough characters that there's a big bridge between the shows, so definitely a connection there, which seems really cool. And then Cobra Kai, man, we jumped into Cobra Kai.
Oh, you did.
And we're almost done. There's 2 seasons.
Yep.
10 episodes apiece. We've got, I think, 5 episodes left. We're halfway through season 2. What a great show! Like, oh my god,
if I've you heard
like
the great
Karate,
things, too.
Yeah, if you like the Karate Kid at all. Like, this is so good. Obviously, it's Cobra Kai, so it's kind of flipped on its head. All the people that you hated from the Karate Kid movie are now, like, the, you know, the heroes of this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you really feel for them. Like, you know, everybody's back. You know, Ralph Macchio is back as Daniel LaRusso. But he's kind of like the jerk this time around. You know what I mean? It's kind of from the other perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, really definitely from Johnny's perspective, and a lot of parallels, obviously, to the, you know, to the original show. Sometimes to its detriment. It's like almost like the same thing, just being rehashed. But
right.
Really funny. But also, like, it's a comedy, and it's billed as a comedy, but there's a lot of heart, and, a lot, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this show. Again, I can't.
Any Elizabeth Shue sightings?
No, she's definitely mentioned multiple times. Allie comes up a lot, but she is not there yet. Well, I take it back. She's there in flashbacks because they do use footage from the original. Yeah, from the original movie. So there's a lot of that. You know, obviously no Pat Morita because he's passed. But, you know, again, a lot of talk about Mr.
What's
Miyagi.
His name passed too? The kid there. The kid that yells, get him a
the
body
kid,
bag.
Right. He passed recently.
Was he in the show, though? Was he alive to be in the show?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
He's there again. He's there in flashbacks. They go back to that fight multiple times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course.
Well, it's kind of the highlight of the movie.
It was. And, you know, again, this show is very much the same formula. You know, season one ends at the All Valley Karate Tournament. You know, just like the movie does. But yeah, honestly, dude, I can't say enough good things about it. It's great.
I've got recommendations.
I took a pause on Mad Men, and we watch this, and then we'll get back to Mad Men. You know,
yeah,
when we're done. But really good, and then. You know, we watched the next episodes of our shows. So, like, Raised by Wolves dropped two more. Raised by Wolves dropped two episodes this week, which I thought was weird. Episode 4 and 5 dropped at the same time. You know, so we watched that. We watched Lovecraft. So, you know, we got caught up on our weeklies. But
cool.
Like I said, Lydia came home Friday evening, and we started Cobra Kai. I finished off Avatar on Thursday. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I started Avatar.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
One episode. Oh, well, there you go. Probably like the worst episode of all, too. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Like, yeah.
Thank God, because I was nodding off.
Yeah.
It was also later at night, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this started. So I did, and I was like, it has to pick up.
It takes a little bit to get going. But yeah, the first couple of episodes were not the best.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's
that's
worth
what I was
it.
Gonna ask you. I'm like,
yeah, no, it's definitely worth.
All right, I got that one out of the way.
Yep.
But I also did one episode of Raised by Wolves.
Okay.
I liked it. Jen won't watch that one with me, which is fine.
She won't she didn't watch it at all.
She has zero interest in it.
Okay.
Yeah, so she won't watch that. And the way that first episode ends, she probably wouldn't like that anyways.
She wouldn't like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty violent.
Yeah, I don't know. Lydia likes it.
I thought the sci-fi was a little 60s-ish.
Well, that's what I said. Didn't I say that last week that it was very 70s? I think very reminiscent of like 70s sci-fi.
Like one of the spaceships
like
is literally
that.
A whistle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whistle.
but I mean the cinematography on this show is gorgeous.
Yes.
Like it's really, really well done. And then I don't know at what point, like, cause we watched 3 in a row, so I don't remember what happened, like, with Mother, like, have you seen, I'm not even going to say anything.
Yeah,
anymore,
no, we'll
you
wait
only
until
watched
I get,
one, so.
Yeah, I'll probably be caught up by next week cause I'm just starting these cause we did, Jen and I are watching Lovecraft, so.
Okay.
Lovecraft Country, and that one is like bonkers.
Isn't it? It's awesome.
Oh. It's like we just watched episode 3. We'll be caught up to you
so
by
only
next
one
week.
More. Yeah, there's only one more. I think there's only been 4.
I think there's 5 now.
Maybe there's 5. That's
five.
Right. This past week
5 dropped on Friday. So yeah. But yeah, we'll be caught up. We'll be up to 6 with you by next week. Yeah. But yeah, it's like episode 3. It's like all of a sudden you're like, is this the same world? What are we doing here? Like, what are we? And then you, as you get through episode 3, you realize, oh, okay, it is the same time.
It's the
period.
Same, but it really shifts after episode 2 because episode 2 ends with that big, like,
yeah,
explosion or whatever it is of Lovecraft Manor there. And you're like, okay, where are we going from here? And it picks up episode 3, and you're like, is this like an anthology? Like, I wasn't sure if it was like a different story with just the same actors, but it's not. It is very related, but. It felt like there was a giant time jump or something happened
and
between episodes 2 and 3, but there really wasn't.
It was weeks.
Yeah.
It was 3 weeks. I think they say it, but.
Yeah. But it felt very different after that.
Yeah. That was really
good.
But
that scene in, I don't know if it was the first, I think it was the first episode, like the slow car chase scene with the.
Yeah.
Like when they're trying to get over the county line before dusk.
Yeah.
That was the most tense, slowest car chase I've ever seen, but it was so good, you know?
Yeah.
I was like.
Reminded me of when we were kids and you were hauling some stuff that maybe you shouldn't have been, and like the cop was behind you and you're like,
right behind
speed.
You.
Don't do anything.
Yeah. So like, you got a trunk full of 2-liter bottles of wine coolers.
Right.
Cuz that's how we got our wine coolers in 2-liter bottles.
Right. Like rolling around.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, it was so tense. I was like, I've never been so tense watching a car chase at like 15 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That was really well done. And it is, there's so many, the racism is unreal.
Oh, it's brutal. Yeah.
It's absolutely brutal to think.
It just keeps ramping up too. Like it's really bad.
Yeah. So, awful.
Yeah. But yeah, really good. Really good show. I like
really
it
good.
Lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, that Jonathan Majors, like I had never seen him before in anything.
No.
But he's great.
Well, you've seen a lot of them now.
Well, yeah, I've seen a lot of them. He likes to have his shirt off, but like you said, that guy is...
And his pants.
Yeah, that guy is jacked.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Well, if you look like that with your shirt off, you'd probably have it off too.
Well, me, right. I'd never have any clothes on if I looked like that, but...
All right, that's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So the other show I watched is I did watch that Away.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen any of that yet.
I watched the first episode, and Jen, I described the show to her, and she goes, I can't watch that.
Oh yeah.
So I watched the first episode down in the theater by myself, and who's the guy that from he was in Sports Night. Yeah. Josh, I think his name was. I think it was Joth. All right, here it is. Josh Charles. I thought it was Josh or Jonathan. Yeah. So he's in it. Do you remember Sports Night? He was one of the anchors.
Kind
of,
but I'm Googling Josh Charles because I don't
he
know.
Was also
he
was also on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He was on The Good Wife.
The Good Wife, too, yeah. But he was one of the anchors on Sports Night.
Well, actually, he was from Good Will Hunting. Not Good Will Hunting. Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but that's the first thing I knew him from.
But anyways, him and Hilary Swank are a married couple, and Hilary Swank's character, Emma, is going to Mars, and she's the captain of the crew. She's in charge, so you have that whole dynamic going on, because the people that are going to Mars, the team is made up of people from all over the world, not just the United States. So it's a very diverse crew. They play into that, but then they're also dealing with, like, all right, they literally asked the Russian cosmonaut, like, how do you feel about a woman being in charge? And he makes a joke about it on stage because they're doing their press conference. But then it actually is an issue. Like, they don't trust her, and there's an issue and stuff. It's a really good, the first episode was really good. But Josh Charles is the husband, but he's kind of like, what's Lieutenant Dan's name in Apollo 13? Remember, he stayed behind.
Yeah,
in Apollo 13. Gary Sinise.
Right.
So Gary Sinise's character in Apollo 13. That's kind of what Josh Charles does here. His character's name is Matt Logan. Okay. So he stays behind, and he's gonna monitor the crew and stuff. But anyways, he has an issue on Earth. It creates this whole thing. But the family struggle that's going on with her going on, it's a 3-year trip to Mars and back, and they have a daughter and the husband and this. And Jen, I told Jen after, I go, yeah, you wouldn't have liked it. She goes, did you cry? Like a baby. I'm sitting down in my theater. I'm like, oh my God. It was, it's insane. Cause I thought it was really well done, and I'm only one episode into the thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I think all that's over with now, I hope. But, it looks like there's some good, I read some of the synopsises of the upcoming episodes and stuff, and it looks like there's some good action coming. And I mean, there was some good action in this one with what they were dealing with and everything. So, and Hilary Swank's awesome. She's really good in this. So, good show. Good show.
Yep, it'll be on my list for sure.
Check that out. And I'm getting a lot of comments on my other podcast about Cobra Kai.
Yeah, it's great.
People are like, oh, you got to check that out. You got to check that out. I'm like, okay.
Again, it's only they're only half-hour episodes, too.
And that's been out for a while. It was on
YouTube?
It's
been out for a while because it was on YouTube. And I always wanted to watch it, but I didn't want to pay for YouTube Red. I was like, I guess I'll just won't watch it. But then when it popped over to Netflix – I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch that.
Right. Yeah, it's getting a lot of play over on Netflix because everybody has that.
Right, everybody has Netflix. So not everybody has YouTube, right? So
yeah. I didn't even know it was a thing.
I didn't either. When this was the only thing it had, you know, I mean, it was, and I thought it started out as kind of a goof. I didn't realize, like, it's a lot more serious than I thought it was. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when it, you know, being on YouTube Red and all that, I thought it was kind of like a low budget thing, but it's not. Like, it's actually really well done. So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
I have one more book that I read that I forgot to mention because it came from, that was the tweet that I mentioned earlier. So, Iowa Joe, our buddy Iowa Joe on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the tweets, but every morning he gets up and he's like, good morning, everybody. And he tweets, it's awesome. It gets everybody going and comic, and he tweets a bunch of comic books or something that he's reading. And so a few days ago, or I don't know, last week or something, he tweeted out Superman and Batman versus Alien and Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that comic?
I've seen it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever read it, but
yeah, so I was kind of intrigued by it, so I picked it up. I grabbed it digitally, and I actually liked the story.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm not crazy about the art, because it's like a digital type art. It's not like, you know, it's not like, it doesn't seem to be hand drawn, right, or something. I'm not 100% crazy about the art, but it's a fun story about, like, I mean, Batman and the world dealing with the aliens and the Predator. And then I'm like, you really think, like, well, what's there to deal with if you got Superman on your side? So,
right.
But it's a pretty good story. And it was like, yeah, I was intrigued by his tweet. So I figured, I'm like, I'll grab it. And it's two books. The story takes place over two books, 50-page books, so a pretty decent story. Fun to do.
Cool.
So,
speaking of Batman, too, I read the, I don't know if you read Shazam, but the last issue of Shazam, he had a team up with Batman.
And, oh, yeah.
But, you know, he was trying to have a team up with Batman, but, you know, Batman's wasn't really having it, you know? But at the end of the book, he says something like, yeah, you know, I don't know why you'd team up with me. You only team up with Batman, with Superman. And Batman goes, no, he teams up with me. I was like, that's such a Batman thing to say, but it was great.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't team up with him. He teams up with me.
He teams up with me.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Batman again, are you a Waze user, by the way? The app,
no,
Waze?
But I might be if you're is a Batman tie-in.
Oh my God, they got Kevin Conroy to voice Waze. So
no,
yeah, so
in
you
Batman's
can,
voice
in Batman's voice. So you can change your car, like when you're looking at it on screen, the directions. You can change you're yourself right. to a little Batmobile, and then then he does all the. It's only available till like October 31st, so you gotta download it. I use that thing when I go from work to home. Like, I know how to get there, but
I just want to hear Batman tell me how to get there.
It's like, turn right, citizen.
Is that what it says? That's what it says.
It's great.
Now, is it only
you can
available?
Also be the you can also be the Riddler, but nobody That's wants no who fun. Wants to be the Riddler.
Yeah, because they'll probably give you a riddle.
Yeah.
Should you turn left? Should you turn right?
But it's awesome. Yeah, I'm not sure if you can only download it until the 31st or if it's only going to be available to the 31st. I'm not 100% sure. I'm hoping that now that I have it, I can have it forever. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
But yeah, it's great. Like, again, even if you know where you're going, you just got to put it on there.
And what'll be fun is, like, so my phone goes in my center console, so you can't see it.
Right.
But it'll play through the radio. Like, I'll listen
to
the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you'll be able to hear it. Yeah,
so
you'll
I'll
be able to hear
driving
it through
with
the radio.
Somebody, and then all of a sudden, Batman will come on and tell us to turn left. And you'll be like, what the hell was that?
it's
fantastic.
Great.
The only one that I always tried to get would be Jarvis.
Yeah.
I always wanted to get Jarvis's voice to tell me, like, talk on my phone, to be my phone. That would be super.
That would be great. I mean, I have the Samuel L. Jackson add-on for my Alexa also, and that's pretty good. But the problem is you can't turn it on. It's not like a constant mode.
Oh, okay.
Like, it doesn't, like, you have to say, you know, Alexa, what would Sam Jackson say or something like that. And then it says
everybody's
it in his
stuff
voice.
Just exploded.
Yeah, I know. Mine's doing it too. but it doesn't stay in his voice all the time. You
right.
know, but with Waze, it does. It's always Kevin Conroy. So
that's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah.
That's so cool. All right. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. I can't think of any more Batman stuff off the top of my head. So,
well, you got 2 weeks. We got another Batman coming out in 2 weeks. So.
Yeah.
What do we got coming up next week, though?
Juggernaut,
this is it, John. We're not back on again till next Thursday. So
I know.
I almost deleted
my notes because I was like, oh, I won't need them again for another, you know, 3 days / 45 minutes. But but I didn't. So. We've got Juggernaut number 1 coming out, and Ten of Swords, the first part, Creation number 1, comes out. So that's part 1 of 22 parts.
Okay, that Juggernaut number 1, I'm not sure that's a number 1 I'll jump in on.
I'm not sure I will either. Like, I'm not quite sure how Juggernaut carries his own book, but we'll see. Yeah. I think it's a 5-issue miniseries.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'll read it for sure. Because I'll have it at the store anyways. I don't know if I would have run out and bought it. But those are the two biggies for the week. So,
All right. Well, that's it. I mean, see that, Joe? Look at that.
Concise.
We said we'd run longer.
We did. We ran a little long.
But. Hey, but that's it.
Yep.
Hey, we had fun.
We did.
Back to our old ways now.
That's right.
So,
back to the old days. We've gone back to our roots.
Getting back to our roots. That's what we're doing. All right. Hey, well, we have our annual coming up. So you can tweet at us, email us, tweet at us at brightside_chat. Email us thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Give us ideas on subjects we can talk about. We're doing Bright Side After Dark or Bright Side Dark Side, whatever. I haven't figured out which one we're going to call it. But yeah, that would be great. And check us out on the Nerdy Legion. You can find a whole bunch of podcasts there, and all of the podcasts, including Nerdy Legion, are now available on Amazon Music. So
awesome.
We're just taking the globe over, John.
Yeah, we're all over the platform.
Speaking of taking the globe over, I mean, hey, we're humble. You know, we're humble, but isn't it nice that Joe Rogan copied us?
Did he?
I mean, Joe Rogan picked up his podcast and moved it to Texas because, you know, why not? That's where you are.
Everything's
bigger
in Texas.
It's like our podcast is out of Texas.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Arkham Comics and Games is in Texas, and Joe Rogan heard us and said, got to be good. Got to go to Texas.
We're setting all the trends.
We're setting the trends. Now we just need that, like, Spotify to pick us up.
Yeah. And offer us like $100 billion.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yep. So, but you can check us out also on iTunes, all the great Spotify. We are on Spotify. We are on it. So we just don't have the deal Joe Rogan has.
That's true.
So, and we are free, but I am not sure Joe Rogan's going to be free for long.
Might not be.
What I heard. Alrighty, that'll do it for this week. That's it, John. We'll be back in a week. We'll see everybody next Thursday.
All right, take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.